Joe Biden suggests all Latinos are deportable illegals. By Neil Monroe on June 25, 2021. President Joe Biden suggested Thursday that all Americans with Latino ancestors are illegal migrants. It's awful hard, as well, to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported, he said on June 24 at a pro-vaccination event in North Carolina. Biden was born in 1942 when only about 8% of Americans were immigrants. This is racist as F, responded Matthew Culkin, an immigration lawyer in Buffalo, New York. It presumes that if you have brown skin you have necessarily violated U.S. immigration law, he added. Just 33% of the 60 million Latinos in the United States are immigrants, according to a Pew Research Center report from September 2019. The remaining 67% add up to 40 million native-born Americans who are characterized as immigrants by Biden's comments. The GOP spotlighted Biden's stereotyping of Latinos as migrants, and Biden's use of the Latinx term favored by woke progressives. Many Democrat Party activists recognized after the 2020 election that their patronizing identity politics message to Latinos is socially exclusionary and boosts GOP support among the fast-growing bloc. Only about 25% of Latinos identify with Biden's progressive vote by identity politics, while more than 60% of Latinos favor Donald Trump's populist, pro-integration, pro-American pitch, according to a September 2020 report in the New York Times. The joke is that the GOP is really assembling the multiracial working class coalition that the left has always dreamed of, David Shore, a Democratic data expert, told Politico for a November 12 article. He added, "What's really interesting is that this change was reflected down ballot. That's actually very surprising. In 2016, there were a lot of areas that swung 20 points against Democrats. Rural, white working class areas, but still voted for Democratic Senate, House and state legislative candidates. This year, in a lot of Hispanic areas, down-ballot Democrats got slaughtered. In Florida, we lost Hispanic House seats, and on the state legislative level, it was pretty brutal. There was a congressional seat in the Rio Grande Valley, Texas' 15th district, that we had won by 20 points in 2018 and 2016, and this time only won by 3 points. That really tells me that this was a change in voters, party ID, identification, more than anything specifically that Trump or Biden did. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal immigration, visa workers, and illegal migration undermine democratic self-government, fracture American society, move money away from Americans' pocketbooks, and worsen living costs for American families. Migration does move wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.